The takeover of a large troubled bank in this country remains uncertain. Citigroup and Wells Fargo are fighting to buy Wachovia, and they have agreed to a truce until tomorrow. Employees at Wachovia's headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, can only wait. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose reports.
First, Citigroup said it would buy pieces of Wachovia for a bargain price. Then Wells Fargo made a much better offer. Caught in the middle, Wachovia employees are beginning to feel like they're on a roller coaster.
I'm kind of actually tired of talking about it, so try not to. Yeah, I'm trying to just stay optimistic about it.
This Wachovia employee is taking a break from the tension inside bank headquarters to eat lunch next to an outdoor fountain. She refused to give her name, since Wachovia employees have been ordered not to talk to the media. A few feet away, Karen McGregor, a 14-year Wachovia employee, is a bit less cautious and a lot more matter-of-fact.
I frankly am. I will be surprised if I have a job when all is said and done. However, I've been with the bank long enough that, you know, I have a vested interest in staying. And, you know, who knows, there may be other opportunities with whatever organization remains, or I may consider a career change.
McGregor, like many in Charlotte, hopes Wells Fargo prevails because it has pledged to keep the bank in one piece without government intervention. And since Wachovia employs 20,000 people here, it's not just the workers on edge. It's the whole city. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.